As Operation Catahoula Crunch expands from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is expressing concerns about its impact. Nungesser says not only does the enhanced immigration enforcement operation have immigrant communities on edge, but it could have an adverse effect on the biggest sector of New Orleans' economy.
You've got to be concerned. Does it hurt tourism? Do people stay out of the quarter? People that are concerned about being questioned, harassed.
Big news for 10 LSU athletes as Nike has chosen LSU as the first school to partner with on a new NIL venture. Nike and other companies have partnered with schools for years, but Nike's Blue Ribbon Elite NIL program is the first to partner with the athletes themselves. Zach Greenwell, LSU's Deputy Athletic Director for External Affairs.
They brought in a very large-scale production company from out of town to work with those athletes, and it was 15-hour days with our athletes doing individual shoots. They did a big group shot, which was a big part of our rollout.
The Eagles, Stevie Nicks, and Rod Stewart are among the headliners announced for the 2026 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Producer and director Quint Davis says Jazz Fest will also be a homecoming for Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson's from Baskin, Louisiana, which has a population of about 200. So she's real roots Louisiana.
Jazz Fest is set to kick off April 23rd. Tickets went on sale earlier today. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on Tix FM.